نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. In today's majlis, I want to highlight regarding the nasihat Hazrat Shah Wasullah Rahmatullah Ali gave to one of his murids, and his murids wanted to know about ma'mulat. That means what I should do on a daily basis. Can you advise me? Ma'mulat darjaf karte hain. What ma'mulat should be done? So he gave him some nasihat to his murid regarding the ma'mulat. So I thought I'll share those same advices that Hazrat Shah Wasullah Rahmatullah Ali shared with his murid. I found it to be very beneficial, alhamdulillah. Hazrat said, asal to anbiya ki ittiba hai. That the main thing is to follow the anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. And after anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, it is the awliyaullah who are muttabi sunnat. The friends of Allah Ta'ala who are muttabi sunnat. Now obviously, the awliyaullah can never reach the rank of the anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. The anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah has chosen them. All the awliya put together can't be equal to one dust on the hoof of the horse of a Nabi. Understand that? So a Nabi's maqam, who can reach his maqam? But the point is that the awliyaullah, they are following the sunnat of all the anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Go is martabah ka nahi hai, even though they're not on that level. So he says that my people, that means those that are affiliated to me, those that I are my murids, so I give them advice to make zikr and askar in accordance with the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Make zikr in accordance with the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the most famous hadith is afdalu zikri la ilaha illallah. The most virtuous of all the azkar is the kalima tayyiba la ilaha illallah. Hazrat says very important after this hadith. He says whether a person is a nabi, whether he is a ghair nabi, whether he is from the awam, from the public, or whether he is from the ulama ranks, or he is from the khawas, the ahlullah. For everyone, the tariq is the same. It's not like a separate tariq for a nabi, a separate tariq for us, separate tariq for him. No. Everyone, the path is the same for everyone. The tariq is the same. Koi farq nahi hai. The tariq is the same. The road to Allah Ta'ala is the same. Yes, there will be farqi maratib, there will be different levels, but the road is the same. This will be based on the khulus of the amilin. Those that are making amal, if they have ikhlas and they make amal, and they follow the same path of the anbiya to getting the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there's no difference as far as the path. The path is the same, whether you're a nabi or you're not a nabi. But there's two conditions for that. The first condition is khulus. There has to be ikhlas. Well, ikhlas Allah will not accept. We're doing it for people, we're doing it for favors, we're doing it for worldly, ulterior motives, all that. That is, now obviously, that's only a surat of ibadat. There's no haqiqat there, showing off to people and all that, right? Maybe it's solely for Allah Ta'ala. That's the first thing. And the second one is mudawamat. Second condition. First condition is ikhlas, and the second condition is mudawamat. You have to do it with consistency. It's not like one day we can do it and the next day we lazy and we leave it and all that. You see? And we just done one riwayat. The best amal that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to like is that amal ma'dima alayhi. It's done with consistency. That means whether it's raining, whether it's hailing, whether it's storming, whether you're sick, whether you're not sick. Khair, when you're sick there is allowance, but generally speaking that you are making mudawamat. All the time you're at it. Hazrat says, if we inculcate these two conditions in this path of khulus and mudawamat, to aadmi jo hai mushahada aur huzur-e-taam jo hai hasil hota hai. Person will become in the state of mushahada. That means like you are, can see, like you are, as if you are visualizing Allah Ta'ala. You reach that maqam. And your heart is always connected to Allah Ta'ala. You're in huzur all the time. Your heart is with Allah Ta'ala. Whether you are in jalwat, whether you are in khalwat, whether you alone, your heart is with Allah Ta'ala. Whether you with people also, your heart is with Allah Ta'ala. All circumstances. But the two conditions is khulus and mudawamat. And follow the path. And he says, this path here, this kalima of La ilaha illallah, so in reaching this qurb and maqam, it has a khususiyat, it has. It's special, it has a speciality in getting us to where we want to be. If you follow this kalima and you recite it abundantly, it will take us very far, as long as we read it with ikhlas and mudawamat. Then he narrates one hadith. He says that in a time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he asked Allah Ta'ala, "Hey Allah, I want to you to teach me a zikr, taake main uske zariye se aapko yaad kar lu, that I will be able to remember you by that zikr." So Allah Ta'ala told him, "Say La ilaha illallah," told Musa alayhi salam. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told Allah Ta'ala, but sab bande yehi kehte hain. All the servants, they say the same thing, La ilaha illallah, teach me something else. Besides La ilaha illallah, teach me something else. So Allah Ta'ala told Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that if you take the seven skies and whoever is in it, and you take the seven earth and whoever is in it, and you put it on one side of the scale, and you put the kalima La ilaha illallah on the other side of the scale, ye bari prajai. This will be much more heavier than that, the kalima, La ilaha illallah, than the whole seven skies and the seven earth and whoever is in it. Understand? So that is the effect of this kalima, La ilaha illallah. And it is so effective, Shah Wasullah rahmatullah alayhi says, that if a person reads the kalima once, La ilaha illallah, he becomes a muwahid. Muwahid. He becomes a Muslim. He becomes a muwahid. Just by reading it once. Now, from here we can deduce, what about that person that keeps on repeating it all the time? Imagine you just read it once, Jahannam becomes haram for you. Forever and ever. No person will stay in Jahannam or recited the kalima once. Jahannam became haram for you. So what about that person that keeps on repeating the kalima? Uski takrar jo hai. Ek martaba se aadmi Jahannam se bach jata hai. That's the effect of one time we read it. So what will be the effect of repeating it all the time? What maratib we can get? What levels we can get by repeating it many, many, many times over and over again? Hazrat says, uske takrar hi se suluk ke jumlai maratib te hote hai. By repeating the kalima over and over, the levels of suluk, you go through all the levels by the same kalima. It's like a destination. You got your car, you got your fuel, you got everything. Now as you keep on traveling, you are going closer and closer to your destination. So the mode is one, the road is one, the car is one, everything is one, and you're moving towards that direction. When it's thousands of kilometers, you'll reach your destination. So imagine this kalima now, if you keep on repeating it over and over and over and over and over again, how far you're going to climb up to reach your destination. You see? Kasrat zikri la ilaha illallah. Say it over and over again. And Hazrat said, say it with ikhlas and say it with azmat. Don't just say it with ta'zim, respect. La ilaha illallah. Allah, there's no one besides you.
With full of respect you must eat. Full of respect. Full of azmat. And he says, if we say it with full respect and azmat, then uski barkate zahir ho jayegi. Azmat ki barkate zahir ho jayegi. Uski barkate. The barkat of saying it with respect. Ya Allah, there's nobody besides you. Under this hadith, أفضل الذكر لا إله إلا الله, علامة طيبي رحمة الله عليه mentions that this kalima has خاص تأثير in تطهير باطن. This kalima has خاص تأثير, effect in cleansing the heart. The effect of this kalima is the cleanliness of the heart. It has خاص تأثير of cleansing the heart. This is what Allama Tibi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned. And he says that ye bamanzil qutub hai. It's in a category of qutub. You know what's qutub? You take a tent, a big tent. Now in the tent you have the main pillar that's holding up the whole tent. In the center pillar, the big pillar, that's holding up that whole tent. So it's carrying the whole weight of the tent. Yes, you get supporting pillars on the side, but that's all supporting. So you have that main one, that is qutub. Or in the roof you have the main beam that's holding the roof. That is like the qutub. So this kalima is bamanzil qutub. It is holding up everything. Samajh mein aayi baat hai. Ye daira e askar ka qutub hai. Aur nukta e asrar ka markaz hai. So that it is the markaz of all the secrets of Allah. This kalima la ilaha illallah. That is why it comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, laysa lahu hijabun dun Allah, hatta takhlusa ilayhi. That whoever recites La ilaha illallah, there's no barrier between the one who recites it and Allah. Whoever recites La ilaha illallah, there's no barrier between him and Allah. یہاں تک کہ خدا تعالیٰ تک پہنچا کر دیتا ہے. It will make him reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One time لا الہ الا اللہ. Can you imagine? Imagine نبی علیہ السلام's uncle ابو طالب. How much خدمت he made of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. How much خدمت. Okay, so much خدمت. Right. So now he's leaving the dunya. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is giving him دعوت. Read the kalima. Read at least once only. Just read it once. Read it once only. Kaam ban jayega. You'll be successful. Just read it once. But he refused because he said, he was thinking, what will my people say? My people will say that he has forsaken his religion of his grandfathers. So he was more worried about that than reciting the... Al-Halaki, he knew that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the true Nabi. He knew it. But because of that, Shaitan put in his brain, what will people say after you gone that you have forsaken the religion of your forefathers? He never recited the kalima. So he's going to go into Jahannam. And when he goes into Jahannam too, he'll be given the lightest azab. Be wearing shoes of fire. And his brains will be boiling. But he'll be thinking, being given the most severe azab. But he's given the lightest azab. So a person who doesn't go with the kalima, he's finished. Akhirat is a disaster. Have to go with the kalima. And the Hadith Sharif says that that person... that kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah. If the last statement he makes when he leaves this world is la ilaha illallah, dakhala al-jannah. He will enter into Jannah. He will go into Jannah. Imagine, you said it once, you saved yourself from Jahannam. You said it in the end, before you left the dunya, you went straight into Jannah. Dakhala al-jannah. That is why it's called ashraful kalimat and it's called anfasul ibadat. From all the kalimat is the most noblest of all kalam. La ilaha illallah. And it's anfasul ibadat. Then it comes in the hadith. Hazrat narrates a hadith that the kalima la ilaha illallah, it stops the ghazab of Allah, the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see? But once we recite the kalima la ilaha illallah, then the ahwal also has to change. Otherwise, Hazrat says, ye kaifiyat na ho jaye ke dunya ke sahi salim hone ke bawajood deen ke ziya ki parwah na rahe. Your dunya, you got it all right, but you don't care about your deen. What's the condition of your deen? Your deen is destroyed, it's on the verge of destruction. You see? So then the kalima will say that ye kaha jayega ke tum jhoote ho. You're a liar. You're reciting the kalima, but your deen is all corrupted. There's fasad in your deen, everything is upside down, on the verge of destruction. To tum kalima kehne ke ahal bhi nahi hai. You're not even worthy of saying the kalima. Your whole deen is a disaster. Nothing is in order. So the kalima will make shikayat. Ke tum jo hai kalima kehne ke laiq bhi nahi hai. That is why Mujaddid al-Fasani rahmatullah alayhi, in his maktubat, he mentioned that to remove the anger of Allah, there's no statement that can remove it more than the kalima, the anger of Allah. Haq ta'ala ke ghazab ko dur karne ke liye is kalima se barkar koi cheez nahi hai. To remove the anger and wrath of Allah, there's nothing more superior than the kalima, la ilaha illallah. And he says, ajeeb baat. After some lines he writes, kalima dozakh mein dakhil karne ke ghazab ko takhskeen bakhshta hai. That this kalima can remove Allah's anger to such an extent that it's going to save you from the fire of Jahannam. Now how much of anger Allah Ta'ala has been, what is level of his anger to throw a person into Jahannam, then he recited the kalima, Allah saved him from Jahannam. To usse kam ghazab ko badal jaya Allah taskeen dega. Now if that level of ghazab, it was able to make the skin and lower Allah's ghazab, so if Allah's ghazab is on a lesser level, all the more is going to save the person from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from Allah ta'ala's anger. All the more, if Allah's anger is on a more lesser level, so then in that situation, even more the kalima will be effective in removing the ghazab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we have to bring tasdeeq in this kalima, la ilaha illallah. And agar kuch ye ho jaye, zara iman hasil ho jaye, we strengthen the kalima in our belief, in our a'mal, in our i'tiqad. And a little bit rasmon mein andar mubtala ho gaye, because of nafsaniyat, we got involved in some customary practices and stuff like that, because of nafsaniyat. So Hazrat says, is kalima ki shafa'at se azab se nikal jayega. Then on the day of Qiyamah, this kalima will intercede on our behalf, and he will tell Allah Ta'ala that this person read me with ikhlas, therefore save him from the fire of Jahannam. And if you take this kalima and you make taqseem of its barakat upon the whole universe, and then yeh sabko kifayat kar jaye. It's sufficient for everyone, the whole universe. If you take the barakat of the kalima and you make taqseem of it on the whole universe, it's sufficient for everyone. Especially after every time, after 7, 8, 10 times when you read it, they must add the word Muhammadur Rasulullah. Must add that word. That's what Muhammad Rasulullah rahmatullahi alayhi taught me himself. One day I went to him when I became bath to Muhammad Rasulullah rahmatullahi alayhi. He called me. He showed me how to make zikr. I said, must take from the naf, la ilaha, so ghayrullah, you're throwing it over, and you're putting illallah into the heart. He showed me, and then he said, chalte phirte, while you are walking, keep the kalima flowing. And he said, after 4 or 5 times, then add Muhammadur Rasulullah. So la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, add Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he gives one tajweez. Shah Rasulullah rahmatullah, he gives one tajweez. Now see here, our hearts have become darkened and blackened because of the zulumat of sin. No doubt about it. Every one of us is carrying guna and sayyi'at. That's why we will find there's some zulmat in our hearts, so that we can't reach the maqamat. Now we need to eradicate the zulmat of the heart. We need to eradicate it, the darkness of the heart. Because of all the sins we're committing on a daily basis with our eyes, with our tongue, with our ears, and all the nonsense that we're getting up to. Now that is creating zulmat in the heart. Now we need to eradicate it. So Hazrat Shah Rasulullah rahmatullah says, I'll give you one tajweez to eradicate the zulmat of the heart. He says that in the morning, subah, sham, ma'muli jahar ke saath, Barhaq ye. 500 times in the morning and evening, read kalima la ilaha illallah with a slightly loud voice. Not very loud, not screaming, not too soft also. Little bit of jahar. Read la ilaha illallah 500 times in the morning. Read it 500 times in the evening. And after every 8 to 10 times, add the word Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says that you will find that there will be tabdeel in your iman. You'll find a great change in the iman, level of iman, by reciting it 500 times in the morning and 500 times in the evening. So that won't take long. Sorry, but 20 minutes like that. It'll take you in the morning, it'll take you in the evening. And then he says, not only that, he said, you hai hal badla hua qalb mein tum noor paoge. You'll find noor in your heart. Allah will change the kafiyat of the heart, he'll remove the zulmat. Allah Ta'ala will put noor in the heart, and a person's level of iman will go much more higher by reading it 500 times in the morning and 500 times in the evening. And in conclusion to his majlis, Hazrat said this poem here. Tark ab sari fuzuliyat kar. Tark ab sari fuzuliyat kar. Yu na zaye apne to awqat kar. Yu to na zaye apne to awqat kar. Now you need time to leave all the fuzuli things, waste of time things. Time to give it up. Tark ab sari fuzuliyat kar. All the bekar work we're doing, nonsense talk, wasting time, wrong friends, going around. So leave all that now. You nazai to, you nazai zai apne tu awqat kar. You don't go and start wasting your time now. No time to waste. Very important, this phase of our lives. Rehna ghafil ya de haq din raat kar. Don't become ghafil of Allah Ta'ala. Remember Allah Ta'ala, yaad-e haq, din raat, day and night remember Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Zikr wa fikr, hazimul lazat kar. Zikr wa fikr, hazimul lazat. Make zikr every day, ponder every day. Maybe my maut is coming, I don't know how many years I've got left, what tayari I've made for it. Have I got all my hukuk in order, my hukukullah in order, my hukukul ibad is in order. What have I done for my everlasting akhirat? All these things we need to ponder. So he says, think of maut, hazimul lazat, the destroyer of enjoyment. Think of that. So tark absari fuzuliyat kar, yuna zai apne tu awqat kar, rehna ghafil yaad-e haq din raat kar, zikr o fikr hazimul lazat kar. Shah Bismillah rahmatullah alayhi's poem, that beautiful poem. And then he concluded, he says, ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. One day we have to die. Kar le jo karna hai, akhir maut hai. Whatever we end up doing, whatever we may end up achieving, at the end of the day, we all have to die. And we want to die with the kalima la ilaha illallah. So for that to happen, then these are the type of advices and tajweezat that we have to make amal upon. And let me tell you, this kalima is so valuable. It can't be traded for any amount of money of the world. It's so valuable. And our enemies, how's that? They are very smart. If they come and tell you, relinquish the kalima, you never listen to them. You tell him, get out from here. I'll kill you. That's what you tell him. So he's more smarter than us. Shaitan is very smart. He's got a lot of schemes. So what he does is, he says, no, you keep the kalima, but we will dilute it to such a point that there's no effect left of the kalima on you. Take out deen from our lives. Na'udhu billah min zalik. No namaz, no zikr, no tilawat, no sohbat of ahlullah, no taluk with the masjid, nothing, zero. No recitation of Quran, zero. And in the meantime, what we're doing, all the haram dandas which they taught us, that we have brought in our lives. We look like them, we dress like them, we behave like them, we talk like them, and then we sit in their company, and we promote that mindset.
and we discard all this that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us. That's what they want, that we only must be Muslim by name. So we are saying that the jihad of today's time is that we can't just be Muslim by name. We must be true Muslims, practicing Muslims, close to the Shariat, close to the Deen, close to the Ta'lim of Rasulullah, and we must differentiate between who's our friends and who our foes are. Sorry, but who our friends are and who our foes are. Allah Ta'ala give us fahm salim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us steadfast on the kalima. Allah give us tawfiq of reciting the kalima in abundance and at a time when it's to leave this dunya. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq of reciting the kalima la ilaha illallah. When a person is leaving this dunya, we have to make talqeen for him. We want him to leave with that words. And how do we make the talqeen? When a person is leaving the dunya, then just come next to him. Don't tell him read. Just you must read with a beautiful voice. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Then once you saw that he read the kalima, you stop. You stop the talqeen. Then just say he spoke after that. Then you start again the talqeen. Because we want his last statement to be La ilaha illallah. May Allah Ta'ala accept this majlis. Allah Ta'ala fill Hazrat's qabr with nur. And Allah Ta'ala embed the kalima in the deepest recesses of our heart. And at the time of maut, Allah make hifazat of it and take us away from this world with iman.